Violinist Hilary Hahn has been performing with the world's major orchestras for more than half her life. At 24, she's already recorded landmark concertos by Mendelssohn, Brahms, and Shostakovich. Deutsche Grammophon has released a new recording of Hahn with Sir Colin Davis and the London Symphony Orchestra. On it, the Violin Concerto of Edward Elgar is paired with The Lark Ascending by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Hahn's first recording, which she made when she was 17, was of music for solo violin by Bach, including the intricate Chaconne. As part of our occasional series, Musicians in Their Own Words, here is Hilary Hahn.
The Chaconne really is the same harmony repeated over and over and over again. It's like a theme in variations, except the theme is really the harmony. But just the other night, I was playing the Chaconne in a recital, and it was the end of the first half of the program. I was just there on stage, and it was one of those halls where it feels like you're not playing the violin in particular, you're playing space, because the way it reverberates and the way it comes back to you, it feels almost like you're inside the instrument. And I suddenly realized in the middle of the Chaconne, I thought, oh wait, I am actually playing this. And I suddenly realized, oh yeah, I guess I'm responsible for this, I'm not just listening to it passively. At that point I thought, oh no, I guess I'd better start paying more attention. These things happen with the Chaconne, I think, because it's such a substantial piece, and it's solo, yet it's one of these solo pieces where you don't feel alone on stage because you have all of these different voices that are interweaving. You don't feel exposed, you feel like you're part of some larger performance experience that's going on. People think, well, what's the freedom in it? Because, I mean, you're playing the same notes, and you're playing the same rhythms, and it's all written out, and people have played the same things for centuries. And really what it is if you give five different painters the same subject, and the exact same colors, and the same brushes, the same kind of canvas, they're not going to paint the same picture. It's exactly that. You have all of these guidelines, but each guideline that gets added to the mix gives you more freedom for interpretation. The Lark Ascending is such a great, beautiful piece. It was my mom's favorite piece for a long time. Every time I play it, the person I'm working with has such a clear opinion about how the cadenza section should be played, the opening passage. There's only one image presented to us, that of a lark ascending. So how many different ways can you make a lark sound like it's ascending? But people find all sorts of ways. It seems like the more specific, as I was saying, the more guidelines you have, the more different ways people find to interpret it. When I was working with the London Symphony Orchestra, of course, me not being British and them being British, they have all seen a lark. They've all heard a lark. I haven't. So they were all really enthusiastic and went out and drummed up tapes of larks and pictures of larks and characteristics of male and female birds, and it was really nice to see them getting so enthusiastic about it. I don't think you can ever arrive at a final interpretation. If I'm comfortable with the piece, I don't see any problem with recording it then, because really, I will never record my final interpretation unless it's the very last time I ever play the piece. And I'd hate to wait that long to record anything.
Violinist Hilary Hahn.